CCC Camp. You're facing a weathered plank building, once the bathhouse for the CCC camp. The ground is covered with grass. Sagebrush and shrubs lie just beyond the grassy area, with scattered cottonwood, aspen, fir, and spruce trees. To the right of the building is a flagpole and a sign reading Exum Mountain Guides and Climbing School. A few picnic tables are behind you. The east face of Tiwanaku fills the skyline, a jagged peak with many pinnacles and pronounced avalanche paths running down from the summit. The 36-by-24-inch sign has text across the top with the historic image of the CCC camp in the background. The focus of the picture is a group of young men, all dressed alike, lined up as if in a battalion facing the U.S. flag. Two men in more formal uniforms stand in front of the group, saluting the flag. Behind the men is a plank building with a small porch. Two men are standing on the porch, leaning against a handrail. To the right of and in front of the men are a series of platform tents with canvas roofs. Surrounding the camp are lodgepole pine and fir trees. The sun must be low in the sky because the men are casting long shadows. The men are clean-shaven with short hair and are all dressed alike in dark dungarees with medium-colored long-sleeved shirts. The sign reads, Base Camp for Adventure. In 1934, Civilian Conservation Corps workers came here to build a large camp that included this bathhouse. These young men constructed trails, campgrounds, and other facilities. They returned to this building to wash up before a well-deserved meal. After the CCC camp closed in 1942, it became known as the Sea Camp, serving as a base camp for world-renowned climbers Yvonne Chouinard, Irene Beardsley, and Royal Robbins, among many others, stayed here while pioneering new routes in the Teton Range. Beginning in 1946, Paul Petzold and Glenn Exum used this building as office space and living quarters for their guide service, Petzold Exum School of American Mountaineering, now Exum Mountain Guides. In 1996, this bathhouse and the mess hall just to the south of this building were placed on the National Register of Historic Places. Caption, CCC men lined up to salute the flag at the end of every workday. Jenny Lake CCC Camp NP4 with a mess hall at right, 1936.